Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
We give them no hope, man. No hope. Play one.
Sports Talk Saturday.
Takes the snap. Quick hitter. Thrown behind, but somehow caught. And now lateral to Allen and reaching for the pylon. Are you kidding me? It's a touchdown.
I'm not really focused on that. I don't think a lot of the guys are focused on the outside noise. We know what we need to do and what we need to accomplish to win this game.
Fakes left. Now taking off. Going to run for it. He got it. And there he goes, inside the 10, the 5. Oh, the play of the year in the NFL.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
The divisional round. It begins today, and Buffalo ends it tomorrow night. Against the Baltimore Ravens.
Stakes are high.
How are we feeling? Now that it's a day away, it feels like the energy is more palpable. The hype can be really channeled into, and you can really feel a different sense of energy when it comes to these kinds of games. Because talking about it all week is one thing.
Right, speculating, like
listening
everything
to
like
it,
that.
Mm-hmm. Listening to it during the week, talking about it, that's one thing. When it comes to today, and in particular tomorrow, when it's here, that's where the difference lies. That's where the excitement comes to play. That's where that knot in your stomach suddenly becomes two.
Yeah, and you can't, I mean, a football, according to Matthew McConaughey, a sport that makes you want to ingest food no longer does. It's all geared for food.
Jerry's eating rice. But this is different in a sense of how are you feeling? Because it's here. It's right around the damn corner. And it's time to have some fun. It's time to be nervous. It's time to be excited. It's time to be, for the true sickos of the world, even keeled and emotionless.
Yes.
Like some people that are able to still do that, you either have to work in the sport, like us.
I think I've gotten better at that.
It's something that comes with time.
Yeah.
But I also only get to that when the game actually starts.
Mm-hmm.
Before the games, I can be a conduit, and I like being a conduit for the excitement.
See, there were a couple games I watched with my family this season that I just was not yelling, cheering. I was just kind of sitting there just analyzing. Like, it's totally different now.
It,
you know,
it's different,
like,
it's different when it's your job.
Yeah.
Even if it's your second job. So it is different.
Mm-hmm.
It does hit differently.
But the hype's still there.
The hype is there. And I think that's the part that's really got me right now, is that I am excited for this game. I'm not nervous yet. That'll come.
That'll show up while we're on the air tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's like, okay.
Probably not.
No?
No.
When do you think it's going to hit for you?
Last year I was saying in the divisional round against the Chiefs, feed the pit. And then having the disclaimer, WGR does not legally condone jumping into the pit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, I was on like 18 pixie sticks for that show. I was not ready.
Yeah.
I needed a supervisor. They gave me none. So tomorrow it might be that. but it might not. And I think that there's a reason why now. It's because this is, once again, this is one of your, for the Bills, this is one of your giants that you have to slay. The divisional round.
Yeah.
And from here on out, it is giant slayers for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, no matter the occasion for the rest of the postseason, as long as they're alive.
Yeah, they're looking to get to uncharted territory.
You are fighting giants.
Yep.
That you have made yourself. But they are giants nonetheless.
See, this is why people think the NFL is scripted. Like this game specifically. How does it end up like this? The two MVP favorites, the loss Buffalo faced early in the season, their only true blowout in recent history.
Their only blowout in 3 years.
Yeah. Like, how does it end up like this? This is why people think that. I'm not saying I think that, but I understand why people think that.
Well, I would tell you that should be, if you're a good script writer, that should be your AFC championship game.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs, with their bag of pixie dust, refused to lose.
Yeah.
And the rest of the NFL forgot what...
Yeah, they forget how to play football.
...was supposed to happen, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bills got the one seed, we'd be talking about today and a different opponent.
Yeah.
A weaker opponent. It would be Houston.
Chiefs are automatic with saving throws this season, which is wild.
Yes.
You just can't. You can't get around them.
Love the D20 reference there, buddy. So, I'm proud of you. That's a proud dad moment right there. That's a proud dad moment right there. That's proud nerd dad right there. That's what that is. But for me, the excitement isn't all the way there, and the nervousness is also not all the way there. And the reason I think that is because we've seen this story before.
Mm-hmm.
In the divisional round, where we were talking about this heading in. Oftentimes now, the Buffalo Bills are losing in the divisional round against the top peers at the quarterback position.
Yep.
Players on the level or near the level of Josh Allen. Or above it, even. And this might cement some of those answers. But it has to be with the context. But what it will also say is, are you a team that is lower on the tier list because you can't get it done in a specific round of the postseason? Because even Baltimore has gone to the AFC Championship game. Cincinnati has gone through. Kansas City is a staple within that game.
Yeah.
And if they take care of business today against Houston, this will be, what, 7 straight years?
Mm-hmm.
Annoying.
Very. It's the Patriots all over again. That's just what it is.
So now there's almost this sense of determination that with this game, Bills and Ravens, there has to be someone that wins this game that breaks through. They take down the Chiefs. In case they don't stub their toe against Houston. But say that goes as expected. The annoying way. If the Bills clear this hurdle, there's a bigger one coming up. And that's the team that you keep faltering against the most. The team that shuts the door on nearly everyone. And I have to say nearly because one team did break through. They didn't win it all, but they broke through.
Cincy.
And how much run has the Cincinnati Bengals coaching staff, in particular, gotten over a Super Bowl appearance? Zach Taylor has coached himself in ways that should get a man fired, typically.
Yeah, mid-season especially
the slow starts to his season.
Yeah, and how he had Burrow playing through that injury, the calf injury, everything.
Over the last 2 years, the Cincinnati Bengals have put themselves in a place where Zach Taylor should have been fired.
Mm-hmm.
Because they started the season not on time, and they missed the playoffs by a game or two each of the last 2 years. Jake Browning did a really damn good job last year filling in.
He did.
And he kept Cincinnati in the fight up until near the very end.
Yeah.
But what buried them? Their slow starts. 1-3, 0-3, 1-4. Like, they don't start out the gate.
No. And I have no pity for any
Cincinnati. But Zach Taylor still has his job because why?
Because they went to a Super Bowl.
They went to a Super Bowl.
In the past few years.
Against and beat this Kansas City team that is in the way of everyone.
Yeah. They also have that chip on their shoulder.
What does Buffalo get if they have that become their prize? Statues.
Yeah.
Not kidding when I say that. Should they? Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I tell you what.
But if they break through the glass ceiling?
Yeah.
And get to the Super Bowl? Just get there.
If Zach Taylor can have these seasons and stay the head coach, if Sean McDermott
gets to the Super Bowl, he's in.
Yeah, he's done. There's no question about his job security at all. There already, in my mind, really isn't. But
so I put the question out there of how are you feeling? Can the Bills break through? And effectively, what is this season to everyone if they don't? What does it all mean at the end of the day? And we're going to take those questions all day for you. 803-0550 is the number to call. How you feeling? What is this season to you, win or lose tomorrow night against Baltimore? And there's been a couple of replies on the tweet sheet already. I love this. Mr. Negative tweeting in. I think how we're all feeling right now is compared to when you were a kid and you got called to the principal's office. You didn't know if you did something wrong or if your mother was just waiting down there to take you to the dentist.
Yeah. Right. Or bringing you your lunch you left on the kitchen counter.
Exactly. Yeah. Or something else along that along that light of like you forgot something at home and you got called to the principal's office just so you could have it be delivered to you. Or you did something wrong. What happened? I don't know. I like that. That sense like in your stomach of like, what do we do? How does this go? Garrett tweeting in, no matter what happens, it's been an incredible season, and I feel grateful to be able to witness 17 set a new record nearly every week. Come kickoff time, my heart will be racing, and I won't be able to breathe.
Yeah.
See, that's get that checked out, Garrett.
That's the blood pressure going through the roof, the heart racing, minor palpitations, depending how far we get into this.
First of all, see a doctor. second of all, I get it. But more importantly than that is, yeah, that nervousness, it really doesn't hit yet.
Yeah.
Until probably game day. But for me, it really is this sense of you like seeing good teams face each other. You hate having to have emotional stakes within that, though. The radio host, the sports junkie that's sitting here right now, I am excited to watch Buffalo and Baltimore as two quality teams and hoping for something that is not a repeat of week four.
No, you're looking for a repeat of the divisional round from a few years ago.
How many times did I say this year there was no war in bossing, say the Baltimore game never happened? How many times did I say that?
Pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, they didn't match up. Because I agree with you. That was you're missing many defensive starters. That was just, I don't even know what to say.
Also, it was just a game you wanted to forget.
Yeah. And look at, they responded after those two losses, Houston the week after. Imagine if that's how that plays out. Ooh, you play the same schedule again, but flip the script. That could be crazy. That's a storyline right there. But
that would also be the Chiefs stub their toe in the divisional round.
Yeah, precisely.
That would be a big story.
Yeah.
And you would also be hosting the AFC Championship game, which is something that we have not seen for some people ever in their lifetimes.
Oh, I never have. Yeah. Never
And
have.
For some people, you're maybe a child at best. And for others, not for a very long time. But for me, it really all comes down to I enjoy watching good football. And the other side of the coin is this entire city's emotions are behind this game.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say the entirety of the well-being of the city is at stake. But part of it is, a good healthy chunk of it is.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. If it's another same case scenario, right? Divisional round exit, that's the problem.
And that's the part I'm dreading.
The fallout?
Is not the fallout. Win or lose, there's a lot to weigh into this game emotionally.
Yeah.
For fans. My style is I do channel that. And I do try to help out with that. If they lose again, it's going to be a lot. Even a week later.
Yeah, not great.
And that'll be tough. But I am excited to watch two good teams, and they better deliver a good football game, which will mean more stress. The 13 seconds game was one of the best football games a person could watch.
Yep.
It was also one of the biggest roller coasters, and people having a EKG chart that was all over the place.
Yeah, it looked like a seismograph. It looked like an earthquake.
If you had emotional stake in the game.
Yeah. That was the last game I watched before I really started working here, and where I was emotionally invested.
Yes.
I was standing up screaming, sitting on the couch with my hands in my on my face, and then standing up screaming again, and then it was that.
I was a stunned face when the Bills took the lead for the last time that they would. Stunned. And then stunned in a very different way when they got to kick a field goal. Once they did that, I felt like it was over.
Oh, the field goal of death.
It was the field goal that gave... That was a field goal of life for Kansas City.
Well, for Kansas City, for Buffalo, it was the end. Yeah.
But that's not the term of the field
goal.
No,
I know that. Yeah, the different kind of field goal
of
death.
But yes, it was definitely a dread that had set in of like, oh, they're going to do it. Because like...
Nobody defense was stopping.
Nobody was stopping each other at that point. And you allowed them an opportunity to have the ball in overtime. That hurts. Oh, they got the coin toss. Oh, great. Well, this is going to end now.
You're not stopping them. They're going right in for the touchdown.
We're just going to watch you bleed now in front of our very eyes. Yeah. That's going to sting.
Josh Allen was watching the same thing we were. You got to think about that.
Yeah. But also, if you have anything about this game, 803-0550 is the number to call. Your feelings, your emotions, of course, both of those being the same thing. I'm great at words. Your feelings, matchups. How you think the season will be told. What is the story of this season? Win or lose. We want you here for it as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing? How you feeling?
Awesome. Awesome. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania, family from Silver Creek, longtime Bills fan. Back to OJ. You mentioned something that, you know, pulls the heartstring here about Dean and, you know, these getting Bass, missing that field goal. And, you know, you talk about what's the repercussions. And I never hear anything about Bass and Miller and you know, these guys are killing our cap. We don't have the studs on defense. No, I take that back. To stop Henry and stuff, we need that huge monster, couple guys up front. And there's no money for that because of these two guys. If Miller doesn't have a breakout day and if Bass misses a field goal, these guys should be cut, in my opinion.
Charlie, I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. And I think it's not mentioned because it's not the time to, mostly because the season's still going. That's a fallout sort of thing. Like, that's an off-season conversation to have of, like, cap casualties or, you know, trying to find extra money. But part of that was also the Stephon Diggs trade. That's where a lot of your dead cap is. It's in that.
And that will be gone because Houston took quite a bit of it.
Because Houston took it, and then they restructured the contract and voided the last 2 years, and now Stephon Diggs is a free agent.
Yeah.
But that trade is where a lot of the dead cap is. And they'll get a healthy amount of money. But guess what? You still need to work some of the books around. And Von Miller would be on that list if he doesn't show up here. Tyler Bass would be on that list if he doesn't show up here. So you are right, Charlie. There are players that you're looking at and you're a little nervous about, it seems, of guys that need to step up. That is something that has to happen. You have to have guys stepping up. You have to have guys playing to their ability, and you have to see who's able to elevate.
Yeah. If there was ever a game to show up for,
it has to be this.
It's this one. Yeah.
It has to be this. But the reason I'm not talking about it, or anyone is really talking about it, is because that's an off-season conversation. That's why.
Yeah.
I hope I don't have to answer that question for another couple weeks.
It'd be nice to carry that through February and just hold on to that.
Now, I don't want to talk about that for a little while. Let's put that on the back burner, please. Mm-hmm. And of course, that has nothing to do with me. That's not up to us. Nothing that we say or do or feel, we can do nothing about it.
No.
That's the worst part.
Strictly reactionary. There's no preparation for this. Like, it's just whatever happens, happens.
We are all helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that I think is humorous in all of this, because I'm laughing about it, but it's also why we partake in it. We don't have an active role. The fans at the game, you get to do the most, which is cheer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. That's all we've got for the entire area. Nothing that I say today matters in the end game. That's why I want to get your feelings, your emotions. How are you doing? Because that's the impact that we can have. You put me out on that football field.
Yeah, you were like a center and lineman in high school, weren't you?
Yes, but I'm not near that playing weight for professionals.
Spencer Brown towers over. Especially with that neck guard, Spencer Brown looks straight out of the 90s, like just an animal out there.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I know I'm the height of, like, some NFL wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'd pale in comparison.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 22 and just got over an Achilles injury. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers.
You're Kirko.
Yeah.
You're not Aaron Rodgers. You're not.
I started watching that
You're
documentary.
You're not a jerk.
Yeah.
We'll take another call here before we go to break. Teresa in North Tonawanda, how are you doing today?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing our day before. Let's have it.
So I'm a season ticket holder,
mm-hmm.
and every single game this year, we've gone to the game and we said, it doesn't matter, everything's going to be fine, whatever happens, we're going to have a great time, and if they win, great, if they lose, it's okay, no problem. This game, oh my gosh, I don't know that I can say that about this game.
Uh-huh.
You know, the anxiety coming up from this one is just crazy. And I will tell you guys, I am actually old enough that I went to a Super Bowl. And I do want to tell you that out of all the seasons I've watched, this season has been so much fun. It's been such a great time watching everything that's been happening. And I really just want us to win one more game and take it just a little further.
Teresa, I appreciate the call. And
yeah,
thank you.
We're all with you on the, you just don't know how to feel about this one. I mean, we do, but we don't. Like, as soon as you start feeling somewhat comfortable with the thought, something else just peeks its way in. And it's like, oh, Derrick Henry.
I do want to talk about her last point, though, of how this season has been the most fun.
Yeah.
And I think that has to do with the expectation versus reality.
Mm-hmm.
Heading into this season, the expectations were lower than they usually are for this team.
The mark was like 10 wins.
Mm-hmm. Try to at least stay claim on the division. The expectation was, this is going to be a bitter pill to swallow this year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'll still probably get a home game.
Bite the bullet on the Diggs thing.
But
just deal with the money this year.
Can't wait for that cap to come back next year.
Yeah.
And what you got instead was ho-hum 13 wins, business as usual.
Yeah, you clinched the division before Thanksgiving.
Officially, no.
Not officially.
Officially right after.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah. That's why there was 2 months of an MVP conversation.
Yes.
Oh. You want to talk about that today?
No!
Figured I would check.
Hey, I'll give you that answer in Spanish, too. No!
Just checking.
You almost made me want to puke. 803-0550 is the number to call. George, Dave, I see you on hold. We have to get to break. We'll come to you guys on the other side, so stay patient with us here. As Sports Talk Saturday rolls on, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, one day before AFC Divisional Playoff Football between the Bills and the Ravens right here on WGR.
as long as number 17 is there, they're always going to have a chance to compete. And I think you've seen that this year. And it's been really fun to watch because it's a tight-knit group. This is guys that really enjoy being around each other. You can see it when they're on the field with each other. The way he spreads the ball around, the way that everybody gets involved. I love watching the clips of Mr. Brightside. I can't wait to see that. Just the guys dancing and enjoying each other. And even guys like Amari Cooper coming into this setting and being like, wow, this is what a real team feels like. Josh has done a great job and McDermott's done a great job of building that culture. And I completely agree. Every time you take the field with number 17 as your quarterback, you get a chance to win the game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick there. Will he be shirtless? More than likely. I like that. I don't know if it was on accident, by happenstance, but the music bump is This Disaster by Newfound Glory.
Kind of works.
It really fits.
Yeah. Because love Fitzpatrick and all, but that was when I first started like paying attention to the Bills. Not a great time.
Yes.
Not a great time.
But I think that the music choice here, it fits a lot because of Buffalo's struggles within the divisional round. And that is where things are fascinating.
Fun fact, the Bills have not beaten a division winner in the postseason in the Josh Allen era.
And that is where I'm turning to about the song This Disaster.
Yeah.
They need to do that. Mm-hmm. They need to get a win against a team that has a similar accomplishment than them. They have yet to do it. They are, I don't want to say that they're like wild card merchants, but the problem here is that they've beat up on lower seeds. It's just the reality of it.
Yeah. And they beat the crap out of them 90% of the time.
But unfortunately, there's only so much you can do there. The only reason it's a difference is because Cincinnati's added to that total. And if they add Baltimore to that total, then it becomes a little bit of a fraudulent sort of mark. Instead, here you are with an opportunity to win this. If you win this, then it's suddenly, maybe Kansas City really was the problem. And the Cincinnati one is one-off. That's what you're staring at.
Yeah.
If you win, suddenly the narrative flips on you a little bit. Okay, Kansas City might actually be the real problem here. Can we do something about that? I don't know where everything else happens with... again, you have to beat who's in front of you. Do not apologize for seeing the Broncos or the Patriots or the Dolphins.
No.
You never apologize for it.
Because you could have very well lost those games.
Could have stubbed your toe.
The Broncos defense, nothing to scoff at whatsoever.
Did a really good job because that game could have been worse.
Yeah.
They wrangled Buffalo in the red zone a couple times. And
quite a few times.
Difference between touchdowns there.
Yeah. Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton, deadly combo all season for a lot of teams. Like, if they actually had a day and the Bills defense gave up some stuff,
yeah,
you would have had a problem. So I wouldn't take Denver as lightly as the other two, I guess, like if I had to say.
But what I'm
know.
Saying in the end is you don't get to dictate who you play.
No.
But you just got to win.
It's like,
and that's how you change the narrative. Because if you beat Baltimore, it changes again. The narrative then turns into it's strictly Kansas City, that's your problem. And you look at the Bengals game and go, well, that was an emotional year. You had someone suffer a devastating
cardiac event
moment.
Yeah.
That probably affected how you would play the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. And that game, too.
But other than that, you just keep losing to the damn Chiefs.
Yeah. The Bengals were not that season a good matchup for Buffalo at all, because before DeMar Hamlin's incident, they won the coin toss, elected to receive the kick, and marched right down and just took care of business. I knew that we were doomed in that one from the start.
Yeah, it did look like Cincinnati's offense was able to do whatever they wanted.
Yeah, and that continued.
But now when you look at the rest of it, though, it's Kansas City.
Yeah. It's the Chiefs.
It is the Chiefs. They are your problem child. You need an opportunity to get there. But what's in your way? Only one of the better teams in the conference that has...
completely rounded itself out with
additions. And has created one of the biggest matchup problems that you're ever going to deal with.
Yeah. They're your kryptonite, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Chiefs kind of count too, but the Ravens are literally bizarro. Like, they're your best matchup on paper.
We'll go to Dave in Florida here, back to the lines here. Dave, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Thanks, guys, and thanks for being there today for all of us. The angst I got is incredible.
I hear you.
I've been a Bills fan since back in the OJ days, and I had season passes from 88 to 96 and watched a lot of Bills teams. I'm a retired snowbird now. I'm up from Rochester. And this team is different. This team, other than Josh, no superstars, really. And not recognized superstars. And they've been playing different all season because nobody thought they'd be any good. Nobody thought we'd be where we are today. They're still downing us. They're still putting us down. They're still putting all our players down, no Pro Bowl, the old MVP thing. Listen, nobody beats the Bills twice in a season. I want to just get that message out to everybody. Nobody. We got this game. They're going to come to play tomorrow, and they're going to kick some butt. And I'm excited for it. And we'll just see head up again. Now that we got all our guns blazing, and the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator got their feet on the ground, and we're not a team that needs to win so bad like they did 14, you know, back then. So I'm excited, guys. I think it's going to be a great game for sure. But I've got very subtle confidence that we're going to do this.
All right, I like that, Dave. I appreciate the call.
Dave out here getting people to want to go through a brick wall with some of that right there.
Yeah, no, I part of it is this feeling that, you know, you shouldn't see the same game that you saw against the Ravens because there was a loss so uncommon to the team. They very rarely get their teeth kicked in, and yet here you are looking at that game and it's like, that actually happened. There's no way that happens again. Because they do not let it happen. That said, it was the last time that they lost by more than one score in a regular season game. The last time that they actually did it was in the divisional round at home against an AFC North team.
Yeah.
Cincinnati was a convincing loss.
That was bad.
And welcome to the other problem in the equation. What does it mean if you do lose like that? The context will matter. Because then it looks like you really are wild card merchants. And that's a story I hope we do not have to tell.
No.
That is a story where I hope it's one that I can avoid at all costs. Even if you lose close, then that's just, you got two teams that are just really good. And if you win, of course, then the story kind of changes on Baltimore a little bit. Because then you could start asking the same questions about them. Whoever loses this game, it really damages the narrative about that team. And neither you or I should care about that.
No. But you're 100% correct, because look at how the Ravens have performed in the playoffs in the Lamar Jackson era.
Like, if Buffalo loses, I hope you avoid any national talk shows for, like, a year.
Yeah. Because the preseason, this is all that's going to be talked about.
Yeah,
still.
It would be
stay
all
local,
it is.
Folks. Stay local. That's my suggestion.
If the Bills lose, stay local by all means and any means necessary.
Get tuned in here anytime.
Because it's not going to be nice. It's not. And it shouldn't be. Quite frankly. Like, yeah, they got to 13 wins when they weren't supposed to really be in this kind of conversation this year. And you lost in the same damn round that you always do. Who the hell cares? That would be the response, and quite frankly, that should be the response if they lose. I don't want to say that. I don't want to have any part of that conversation. But that will be the response, even locally. Nationally, it'll be more of like, oh, they're frauds. We'll never have to take them seriously ever. But here it would be,
yeah,
you still lost in the divisional round again.
You know what's a little interesting. I'm just scrolling through my Twitter here right now. I'm seeing this. Max Crosby is like weighing in on Bills Ravens.
Yeah.
On multiple media outlets.
Max Crosby's going in, and
I think he's trying to, you know, kiss the hand of Brandon Bean a little bit. Like, hey, bring me in next season. You got that cap space opening up. Let's build that defense up a little more. I wouldn't be opposed, but he's on. He has a feeling the Bills are going to beat the Ravens.
Either that, or he wants to get into a broadcast booth.
Yeah. Honestly,
I don't know.
I think he'd be, I'd love him on the Bills, but I don't think he'd be a bad broadcaster. He's interesting.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah. Well, he's still got a lot of playing time
left. There's definitely a why not both here.
Yeah.
So, no, Max Crosby chiming in has been pretty interesting there.
Yeah.
One last time, we'll go to the phones here. Paul in Lancaster. Paul, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, you know, we're doing.
So, 52 years old. You know, watched the four Super Bowls back in the day. My wife and I are both Bills fans. My wife was at the Oilers comeback game, Frank Reich. Both went through the 16-year drought. What's changed? Bean, you know, McDermott, they changed the culture of this team. Got us out of the playoff drought within a year. We've all been enjoying playoff football since. Now we want more, right? And I guess the question is, why would this year be different? You know, and you guys mentioned the low expectations at the beginning of the season. And all the analysts are saying, oh, the Jets, Miami, you know, well, where is Aaron Rodgers now? And to me, that's the difference maker. We got number 17 is not only playing comfortable, he hasn't even peaked. He continues to improve season after season, and he elevates the players around him. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers just basically playing the blame game, and we got number 17 who says, I take it all on me, and I'm going to be the best version I can every game, and I'm going to lift up the guys around me. To me, the other big difference maker this season is we've got a healthy defense. You know, Vaughn has no excuse. We're over a year past his knee injury. He should be doing work out there. Milano is a warrior. Johnson is a warrior. That guy, he's been stepping in front of a moving bus week after week and gets up and takes more punishment. So last year, just, you know, brutal. But, you know, people complain about maybe Bass missing a field goal, but really, our defense was depleted last year. We were playing with second and third stringers. Kelsey was laughing at us as he was walking into the end zone. It's different this year, you know, and I think those are the two biggest reasons, in my opinion, is Josh is playing out of his mind, and he's got the confidence, he's got the swagger, he elevates his guys, and we've got a healthy defense that has a vendetta against the Ravens. They want payback. You know, because we were not at 100% when we played them. You know, we didn't have Shakir either when we played them earlier in the season. It's a different team. Feeling a lot of confidence going into this. I'm looking down the road to Detroit. I see a matchup with Detroit in the Super Bowl. That would be amazing. But that's all I have to say about it. Thanks, guys. Go Bills.
Paul, I appreciate the call. Thank you, man.
Go
man.
Bills.
That is a help, having that defense healthy. And we will be able to dive plenty more into that in hour number two.
Yes.
As we get things going here. Bills and Ravens tomorrow, 6:30. Pregame starts what time tomorrow, Joe?
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Top of the morning.
Not top of the morning.
Middle of the morning.
You ever have regrets?
Sorry.
I think hearing one of those poor accents there made me regret asking him.
Mm.
But yes, it starts at 10 in the morning with us two here, actually, as a matter of fact,
yeah,
to get your pregame going on a Bills game day, 10 a.m., we will start your coverage off.
Little caffeine jolt for you right off the start.
Oh, come on. We'll be the shot in the arm these people need, or that they don't need.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow.
I'm not the energy that Buffalo needs.
Yeah, right.
I'm the energy Buffalo deserves.
The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight.
But we'll keep things going here. We got to laugh at some other stuff, though.
Yeah. You got to keep some traditions.
Don't let playoff football eschew all traditions. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, you're listening to Sports Talk Saturday right here on WGR. You can't let an important game eschew all traditions. Otherwise, we become a lawless society.
Bup, bup, bup. Can't wait.
This is the Booty Cheek of the Week. something we do every week, and we have to. Not so, we don't have to. We want to. Let's be real. Let's call it real. Like, there's no requirement to do this. We just like to.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's fun to laugh at the misfortune of other teams.
Just other broadcasters too. Some of the things
other
they
teams,
say.
Other broadcasters, other things.
Other
Why?
People.
Why? Because
we're human beings.
Because I watched a certain hockey team outshoot a team 42-18 and lose by 3 somehow, including one of those goals going to the player that stopped 40 of those 42 shots. So it makes me feel better to punch down, okay? Not perfect. And who am I punching at today?
You just lit a fire inside of me. You go first.
Well, then I'll allow you time to breathe again.
Yeah.
I'm not really punching down, though. I'm punching up. Jerry Jones.
Yes.
Because what are the Dallas Cowboys doing? Get it, like...
Deion Sanders.
Not even that. It's the fact that you denied the Bears a request to interview Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
And then, a week later, where you cannot interview coaches within a, you know, within a playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
Like the coaches for Detroit, they're on a bye week. That's the perfect time to do it. You lost that window and now have to wait to the end of the year for any coach in a postseason run.
Yeah.
Then you fired Mike McCarthy.
Not great.
That alone tells me Jerry Jones should not be running anything. Be the owner. Sit back, count the money, and let people actually do their job. Because you're not paying yourself to do this. He's technically working for free, and sometimes he shows it.
Yeah, he was on the Mike Paul and or not Mike Paul, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul broadcast, sitting there hamming it up with the fellas because it was at his stadium.
You're the owner. Just be the owner.
Yeah,
count the money.
You know what? I wish we could say that to another owner, maybe in closer vicinity. That'd be a lot of fun.
Just. Because you're not paying yourself to be the GM.
No.
It's not, like, that's not a thing.
No.
And Jerry Jones, more than anyone, is...
his whole family runs it. The whole Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders it's just ridiculous.
But Stephen Jones is also trying to be the guy to be like, stop doing that. No, we're not drafting Johnny Manziel, Dad. Stop!
Yeah.
And it's getting worse.
It's not a Madden ratings thing. He's actually putting thought behind it.
Yes. So, that's where it's like, Jerry Jones... I love it because Dallas Cowboys is going to be bleh forever until he leaves this plane of existence. But until then, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just not going to... His ego will never let anyone else run the show.
No.
Ever.
I was looking at footage of the Bills' Super Bowl losses, and he's jogging off the field with the team.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
All right. Special teams coordinator Chris Horton for the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
He believes the Bills football field is heated when asked about the elements that they'd be playing in. There's still troughs in the bathroom, my guy. There is no heat on that football field. Nothing going on there. There are no urinals in the men's bathrooms.
Isn't it like common knowledge, though, too?
That's like a quick Google search could tell you. I verified
it's
it myself.
Knowledge.
It's public knowledge. You see the people shoveling the field when it's snowy games. It's not just melting, too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like contextual clues there telling you, hey, snow is setting up on this turf. It's not exactly warm.
Yeah.
And it's staying there. It's not melting. So,
yep.
You know, believe what you want to believe. If you think it's going to be heated, what a great pregame adjustment that's going to be when you realize the ball's a rock and so are the rubber pellets on the ground. It's like AstroTurf coming back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but that's... To be that naive is wild. So that's mine.
All right. Mark, I hear you. I see you there. We'll get to you at the other side here as we got to get to another break. Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley. Bills and Ravens tomorrow. You ready?